Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Breaking Through Glass Ceilings with Uncomfortable Conversations. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. And guess what? It's been a while, but I have a stacked show for you today. And I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about John Cena at the Oscars. We're going to talk about some of these football players taking photos with Donald Trump. Going to talk about Russell Wilson getting another chance. And of course, we got the talk, Mike Tyson, all that coming up after these messages.
Before we get started with today's show, I just want to remind you that you can save 10% on your order with Symphony of Balloons, a luxury balloon company that also offers a 360 camera. Just simply mention you heard about them on Breaking Through Glass Ceilings.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. So, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Y'all know the deal. Hit the subscribe button. Check out all the links in the bio. John Cena, he was at the Oscars. We can't see him. You know, my guy has decided that he wanted to come out naked, per se. And I thought that was very interesting. We know John Cena is like a megastar. I've said this before. He's the greatest WWE superstar. You can check out my wrestling takes. I'm very adamant about that, especially due to the fact that when you look at what he's done in the social media era, I look at what Hulk Hogan did, right? Hogan, he went out there in the first nine WrestleManias, you know, was responsible for them. You look at all of that, put the company on his back. He got us to where we are. But I look at John Cena to do this. He's like the LeBron James. He was able to do everything at such a high level for such a long time. Once John Cena arrived, that was it. He was never going to be an alpha and omega in professional wrestling, meaning start his career in the indies and end it in the indies. That's not John Cena's story. He is on GOAT levels. And then he's crossed over into Hollywood. He's at the Oscars, and he made a moment. So I thought that was really cool. Now, I see some people up in arms. Some people are saying that, you know, they was talking about how the executives said, I saw a tweet talking about they had to make sure there was no bulge showing, no butt crack showing when he went out there, no mistakes. I mean, that's TV, right? It's on national television. So I don't have a problem with that. I thought it was very interesting. But like I said, I got a loaded show today. We're going to hit through these topics kind of, not like quickly and not giving what it deserves, but I'm going to talk about, you know, some things and little things that are a little uncomfortable, such as everybody's favorite quarterback in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, taking a photo with the one and only, taking a photo with Donald Trump. Now, I know a lot of people was very disappointed. They saw, you know, Joey Bosa and Nick Bosa, maybe it's both of them. And you saw other people who have identified themselves with Donald Trump's way of thinking. Joe Burrow isn't my quarterback. He does not play for a team that I like. As a matter of fact, he plays for the team I can't stand the most in the division, that being the Cincinnati Bengals. But I will say this, and I want to know from everybody. Do you, must you, criticize him for taking a photo with Donald Trump? Maybe Joe Burrow saw it as an opportunity. Oh, that's a former president of the United States. Maybe Joe Burrow saw it as an opportunity. He was just hanging with his friends, didn't want to make it awkward. Now, my way of thinking, I'm not taking that photo. You're talking to somebody who had the chance to interview a former ECW world champion. Now, the reason why I didn't at that time, because one, I was never an ECW person. And the person who I was working with at the time, Mike Knox, was not an ECW person. He had just crapped on the product before. And I felt that that interview was going to be very hypocritical. We would have been on there kissing his ass. And I said, no, I'm not going to do this. And I got heat for it from him he was upset because I didn't want to do the interview. And I'm like, no, I will not be a part of this because we just went on the air and said all this stuff. I'm not going to go on there and just to do this for clout chasing. Is Joe Burrow clout chasing? Or maybe Joe Burrow feels the same way about Donald Trump. I'm interested to know how the people think. Are you out there currently upset at Joe Burrow for taking this photo? Like I said, me personally, I wouldn't do it. But I'm not going to say that I would cancel each and every person who takes a photo with Donald Trump. I'm a wrestling fan. Google it. So you know. But I did think that was very interesting. And I thought it was very interesting. A lot of people were very disappointed in Joe Burrow. And I'm like, oh, man. Well, I get it. But, you know, man, the man wanted to take a photo. Let the man take a photo. You know, speaking of things, more things the internet has been mad about. Drea. Drea, the media personality and model, as her Google tab says, receiving a lot of criticism because she and NBA star Jalen Green have announced that she's pregnant by him. Now, Drea is 39 years old, and Jalen Green is only 22. And even says one of his headlines, the reality star has a son the same age as her boyfriend. So, her boyfriend, Jalen Green, 22 years old, and they're going to have a baby. You know, they're both adults. And I'll say it's weird. It's very weird. Y'all know I was on here earlier, a couple weeks ago, about Shaq. He was thirsting over, I think it was Lotto, somebody that young. And then that was an even bigger age gap. But it's just, like I said, same energy at the end of the day, because the men do it all the time and people tend not to say anything. But I always think this is always a case-by-case basis, and it's always depend on how the internet feels about somebody. And it seems like they don't really care for Drea. So that's why. And some of the things I didn't like, some of the comments, that was very nasty. Somebody said, like, well, you know, she went after the young boy because the veterans know better. And to me, that was just, you know, treating her like she don't matter. Treating her like, you know, straight up, just say it, like she was used goods. And basically saying that Jalen Green is ignorant to everything and, you know, they want better for him. And I think that's one of those things we got to be careful when we talk about women. And again, if she want to have a baby by Jalen Green, by all means, that's between them. I said this again. Dating world, I'm not going with somebody 10 years younger than me, let alone 16, 17. But, you know, just remember that when we sit back and criticize her, I want to see if y'all going to have that same energy towards the men. Because when I put this post out there about Shaq, right, I got met with a lot of stuff like, oh, man, well, they both grown. You know, what's wrong? You know, man, brothers can't even look at. And I said this time and time again, even growing up in church, right, is 38 years old. I'll be 38 in August. And there are some people who are 30 years old who, in my head, I'm still looking at it like, well, when I was 18, you was 13, or you was, no, 10. That's disgusting to me. So there's like those boundaries. Like if I saw you as a child, I'm not going to look at you as a child. And maybe she didn't see him as a child. You know, now we remember, we talked about Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan, who apparently they got him back together. And as another thing, like, these things get weird, man. But I'm always interested. Drop in the comments how y'all feel and what do you think about it. Oh, man, Russell Wilson. How about Russell Wilson? He has a new home. It's a lot of NFL free agency that's been happening. But I wanted to talk about Russell Wilson because he was just on Brandon Marshall's podcast. He said he wanted to play, you know, in 5 years, he wanted to win 2 Super Bowls. Somebody even said, well, he better get his PlayStation 5 out, make sure it doesn't overheat. But he wanted to win 2 Super Bowls. He wanted to do it in Denver. Denver said, nope, they didn't want him. Now he's going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I am a Ravens fan. I posted about this on my TikTok at Brian H. Waters. I'm excited. This, put him over there. If Russell Wilson plays at a high level, then the Steelers and Ravens games mean a lot. It will be great to see those two teams at it and have it. Now, the Steelers, somebody pointed out, it's not really a rivalry. Steelers won 7 or less, 8 or something. They got the Ravens on some, you know, at the bad time of the schedule. This year, I mean, they had the last game of the season. Ravens didn't need to win the game, right? But it's under $2 million, right? But Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson together. Now, I don't want to see them go 13-4 or 12-5, but, you know, nice 9-8. A nice 9-8 would be very respectful. It would suck if they had a losing season this year and Russell Wilson would be the cause of Mike Tomlin's first losing season. But I don't think that's going to happen. I'm happy for him. You can see he's in a good place. You know, he talked about, you know, him and his relationship with his wife, Sierra, and how their bond is. And I think that's amazing. I really, like, I'm a fan of Black Love, you know? Shout out to Queen PR. But I'm a huge fan of it. So I'm happy to see Russell Wilson, you know, happy. Now, let's see what happens. I want to see this man play football. You look back at that draft, right? I'm reading this book by Gary Myers. It talks about the Brady Manning rivalry. And what was supposed to be next up was the Andrew Luck, RG3, Russell Wilson. Those was the 3 quarterbacks drafted in the 2012 NFL draft, right? Andrew Luck retired early, decided he didn't want to play football no more. RG3, injuries got to him. Russell Wilson still cooking. The only one out there who has a Super Bowl ring, been there twice, and now about to play for his 3rd team. It's unfortunate. He should have been synonymous with the Seattle Seahawks. When you look at that championship team, you know, he was a huge part of it. Yeah, he had one of the greatest defenses ever, but he had to go out there and lead, and he had to throw the football. And that offense was cooking. You know, and then even once the Legion of Boom was disbanded, you thought, okay, Seattle's just going to be mediocre. No, they started playing good football. So I would love to see him play at a high level again. We saw it towards the end with the Broncos. He was starting to play at a high level. And I'm very interested to see what happens. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Hi everyone, it's me, Queen PR, one half of those wrestling girls, and welcome back to another episode of Where Wrestling Meets Pop Culture. And this is the show where you find out who the current up-down champion is. This is not the show where we speculate when Mercedes is returning to WWE. This is not the place for rumors and innuendo. This is the show where you find out where all your wrestlers are up to outside of the ring. One of my favorite couples, Bianca Belair and Montez Ford. We knew that Bianca and Montez were filming a reality show with Hulu. I just have to have a moment for the It family.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you in the gym every week? Are you looking to kind of keep yourself cool while you work up a nasty sweat? Well, I got the best thing for you. Cooling bands, bandanas, cooling towels, and so much more. Go to Vertical Athletics, get your favorite team in MLS or MLB. Or guess what? Now they have a custom option, so you can upload your own logo and you can save 10% at checkout when you enter the code Brian H. Waters. Go to verticalathletics.com. Use the code Brian H. Waters to save 10% on some of your best cooling gear. And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure y'all check out Vertical Athletics. I've been happy to be a brand ambassador. Treat me real good, I have to say. But you know, you can get some, you know, those cooling towels. I definitely use it in the gym. You may see on my social media, not just somebody who just, you know, got a brand ambassadorship and just talking about. No, the headband as well. I actually need to wash it. But it definitely keeps all my hair out of my face. So, you know, I'm very, very, very happy about that. Here's the thing. Let's talk about Nelly. I'm really excited about this. You know, I was looking through things and I saw this and it definitely popped me. Nelly says, you know, early 2000s, his was the hardest to succeed in, as he had to go against DMX, Jay-Z, Eminem, and Lil Wayne. Now, he said this on his shot. You think about that. Those guys was legit. They're in mainstream. And shout out to Peter Rosenberg and Michelle Beadle. I was listening to their podcast, Over the Top. You know, Rosenberg is a colleague of mine over at the Ringer Wrestling Show. And one of the things they brought up was, you know, Rosenberg's heavy in the hip-hop scene, is the fact that you don't just, you know, nowadays there can be people out there with millions of streams, right? And I never heard of them. There's so much music out there that I don't know about, to the point, I mean, I don't listen to music as much as I did. The way I get my music, honestly, is like when I used to go to like clubs about 6-7 years ago, I would, you know, catch what was hot. Nowadays, because I don't, I don't really pay attention. And, you know, you might hear something on a podcast, but, you know, I'm more into podcasting and audiobooks. But around that time, man, you riding in the car, people at their radios, all those artists he named, you heard them. Whether it was, like you said, DMX, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Eminem. And you can't forget about Cash Money. Cash Money was hot then. No Limit. And he named the top, the ones who was at the tippity top, right? And I know I said Lil Wayne, but, you know, Juvenile, BG, the big timers. Then you had Master P. And Nelly had to go against him. And he had to, you know, and when you talk about going against him, you know, hoping his songs get played, whether it was on TV, you know, watching 106 and Park appointment viewing television, watching MTV when they play music videos, BET play music videos, VH1. Those was the times. And we sat back and we watched it. And Nelly was heavy in that rotation. Nowadays, you can just, you know, submit your music, listen to it. And like I said, I don't know who hot out here in these streets. But shoot, I remember church folks knew what DMX was. They were sitting up there talking about, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. So, but I want to know, how do y'all feel? Do you feel he had the toughest era? Maybe it was the 90s. Maybe it was before Nelly's era. Or maybe it was after. But I definitely think, oh, you also got to throw Ludacris in there, too. You know? Definitely got to throw Ludacris in there. But you think about, like, some of Nelly's hit songs. Hot in Here, Country Grammar, Air Force Ones, you know, Ride With Me. Yo, Nelly was that dude. Shout out to my friend Megan. You know, huge, huge, huge Nelly fan back in the day. All right, this is something that's been very interesting. I couldn't wait to talk about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is back, getting in the ring. He's going to lace him up, lace up his boots, or should I say, lace up his boxing gloves, and he's going to take on Jake Paul. Now, when this was announced, I said, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, who's going to win? I'm gonna go with Jake Paul. I'm going with the younger person. I'm sorry, this is boxing. This is, you know, it's rules, it's a fight, but if Mike Tyson, I obviously want Mike Tyson to win. But I think he's gonna lose this one. You know. Now if he connects and connects really good, it could be over. I know when he went up against Roy Jones Jr., he looked like he could beat him, but there's a bigger age gap. And I don't know if he's going to be able to handle the youth. But I could also see another thing. I could see Tyson doing the job. And for those out there who's not wrestling fans, that means taking a fall, losing, putting him over, putting Jake Paul over. Now, how crazy is it that this is going to draw so many people? And here's why. You're taking Mike Tyson fans, such as people who are my parents' age. Then you're taking Jake Paul fans who are around my children's age. And you're bringing everybody together. You're bringing everybody together to watch this. I mean, when this happens, this is going to be fight parties all over again. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, generational fight parties is about that. It's going to be a generational fight party. Today's kids don't know what it was like to have your uncles, your aunts, people that you never seen, but they knew who you were because the last time they saw you, you was a baby. All of them in one house. Children had to go upstairs. Or children had to be quiet. In me and my sister's case, we sat there, ate the pizza, and watched all the undercard fights. I wonder if she remember that. Wow, the playing spades. But then I have this vivid memory: Mike Tyson versus Frank Bruno. This is the first time I met my aunt. She may remember. But the first time I met my aunt, and we went over there, and Mike Tyson versus Frank Bruno. And when that, it was like the main event on. Everybody came into the living room. I'm like, where was everybody? By this time, we get finished eating our pizza, and everybody crowded around TV and watched. And then, boom, there it was. The fight happened. I think it was over in third or fourth round. Let's Google that first. Frank Bruno. How many rounds? Fifth round. That was not. Okay, Frank Bruno versus Mike Tyson 2. What is this? As we look it up. Oh yeah, in March 1996. Round 2. Third round, 3 rounds. 3 rounds. He won by TKO. Shout out to Mills Lane. The reason I say shout out to him, he was on Knockout Kings, the video game. But Mike Tyson beats Frank Bruno 3 rounds. New champion. Now, what was so funny is people used to pay $50, $60 for these fights. At least with Floyd Money, with Mayweather, you got your money's worth. Shout out to my boy Keith Reed. I used to go over his house when I was up in Connecticut, and we watched the fight. And it went all 10 rounds, or 12 rounds, sorry. But that's the thing, right? But Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, yeah, I might have to call my cousin Addis for this one. Because we watch all the fights also. Mayweather, Canelo. Man, those are some times. But this is going to be generational. You know, I'm very excited for this. It's going to happen in July. Hopefully it goes through. And hopefully Mike Tyson win, but I don't think he will. But y'all let me know. Who's going to win this fight? moving on. Before we get out of here, because NFL free agency is upon us. And it's going. Now. Shout out to my Baltimore Ravens. Just signed Derrick Henry. Super excited about that. King Henry, guy who I did not like in 2019 because he ran all over the Ravens. And then the following year, maybe it was the year after, finally the Ravens had to, it was the next year. Ravens had to get revenge. And they shut him down. Shout out to Calais Campbell. That was the reason why the Ravens signed him, to help shut him down. But, you know, unfortunately still didn't win the Super Bowl. But Derrick Henry's coming to Baltimore. 3 years, 3-year deal. I watched that man run and I was like, this dude, he's amazing. Like, he's a truck. And now he's a Baltimore Raven boy. I'm excited. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Saquon Barkley picked up a contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, he was a long time, you know, Giants star. Unfortunately, couldn't get a deal done. He wanted to stay in New York. He was the next star, right, after OBJ. But they couldn't get a deal done. And he signed with the rival team. You know who else did that shit? Geno Stone, Ravens defensive back. He signed with the Cincinnati Bengals. But the thing is that people are taking personally is that Giants legendary running back Tiki Barber tweeted, or he said on the radio show, Saquon, you dead to me. And people are getting upset. Now, look, Lamar Jackson said the same thing to Geno Stone. And I love it. People are upset about these things. No, tweet that stuff. Look, sports been too buddy-buddy for a long time, right? You look at baseball and basketball and football, everything's so buddy-buddy. You got all these athletes with podcasts, and then they got teams that they're going to be playing. Oh, you in town, get on my show. No. No, competition. That's the reason why I love Russell Westbrook. Because when he's on that court, if you're not wearing the same colors, you're the enemy. You look back. I was looking at this clip the other day where Kobe Bryant ran through Paul Gasol's chest. He to send a message to Spain. This is during the Olympics. To Spain and to his teammates. And Melo, LeBron, D. Wade, Chris Bosh, they all talk about it. Said, wow, that's his brother. That's his teammate. They just won a championship together. And he told him, they're going to go screenplay, first play of the game, and I'm going to run through Paul's chest. And he did that to send a message, not only to them, but also to his own team. That's the type of stuff I want to see. Save all that buddy-buddy stuff for the offseason. I like this tweet from, I like the statement from Tiki Barber. I like the tweet from Lamar Jackson. You dead to me. Now, we all know, it's like no hatred. But now, because Lamar Jackson got to cook, he got to go against Geno Stone. He got to see Geno across the field. When he dropped back, he got to avoid them. So this is what's exciting about this, man. So y'all let me know what y'all think. How do y'all feel about all this stuff, man? But I'm going to get ready to wrap it up. It's been a while, but yeah. It's WrestleMania season, so expect some WrestleMania content coming soon. Stick to this channel. I got some drum clips that I just posted. You know, I got back into drums this week. This weekend I was playing. Don't want to do it every week. But also maybe some WWE 2K24 game footage might be coming. But for everybody out there, thank you. I reached over 500. I'm actually close to 600 subscribers. Thank you very much. Hit the subscribe button. Tell people about the show. Pass it on. If you got any unpopular thoughts or opinions, or I'll put it like this. If you want to come chop it up, let's set something up. But until then, remember, do not let anybody place a ceiling above your success. So long, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support this podcast by wearing a t-shirt, whether it's the one that says breaking through glass ceilings or the one that says no ceilings above success, simply go to foryourwear.com. Also, you can support some of your other favorite podcasts and content creators, including Those Wrestling Girls, Seahawk, and The Wrestling Club. And you can support some of your favorite independent wrestlers, including Jay Bougie, Trisha Dora, Chaz the Don. Shoot, all of Pure Ignorance is on there. So go on foryourwear.com, go under personalities, you'll find Brian H. Waters, and buy a t-shirt. And remember, I'll give you a shout out on the show. Podcasters and gamers, we all know it can be intense. We're talking, we're getting hype, we're passionate. Sometimes we need a boost. Well, you can get that by getting Rogue Energy. Rogue Energy is the number one supplement for podcasters and gamers, and they have tons of different flavors, including Strawberry Burst, Tropical Breeze, and Cotton Candy. And you can save 10% by putting in the code BRIANH at checkout. So go to RogueEnergy.com and enter the code BRIANH to save money.
Are you a podcaster who is looking to share clips from your show in the simplest way possible? Well, I have the best solution, and that's Opus Clip. Opus Clip allows you to take the link to your show, upload it, and then they will clip off some of the best moments. And it allows you to edit it, change the captions, change the colors, and they also give you a viral score so you know which clip can potentially generate more buzz for your show. So if you're looking to do that, click the link in the bio, sign up for Opus Clip, and go viral with some of the best content from your show.